Mobile Payment Services, Listening 1. From LINE Pay to Yahoo and SoftBank's joint venture PayPay, Japan is experiencing a boom in mobile payment systems. By simply downloading an app to your smartphone and either touching it to a sensor or scanning a QR code, customers can easily and quickly pay for items such as train tickets, food at a restaurant, and even tax. The move away from a traditional cash-based society is being spearheaded by some of Japan's biggest companies, banks, and even prefectures. Rakuten and NTT Docomo are leading the way in mobile payment service technology, while Mizuho have launched an app that is both a debit card and a Suica prepaid e-money card. Even more audacious is the Cashless City Kanagawa campaign, promoted by the Kanagawa Prefectural Government from 2019, that allows residents to pay property taxes and other types of tax via mobile payment. The surge in mobile payment systems has been directly attributed to the Trade Ministry's cashless vision, which was rolled out in 2018. The initiative aims to develop the necessary technology, including free Wi-Fi areas and phone charging sites, to allow consumers to pay via their smartphones. It also aimed to bring Japan in line with other international payment systems and help with preparations for the 2020 Olympics. From 2019, many retailers have been offering between 2 to 5% discounts on purchases using mobile payment, which has attracted more users dealing with multiple consumption tax increases in the preceding years. Mobile Payment Services, Listening 2. Although mobile payment services have seen huge growth, as of 2019, it still only accounts for 20% of all transactions in Japan. The shift from cash to electronic payments has been met with resistance from citizens and businesses alike. Cash is seen as more convenient and reliable than other forms of payment. Taking into consideration Japan's history of natural disasters, cash can be accepted anywhere and at any time. Not all businesses see the benefits of investing in this technology. High transaction fees for companies, steep installation and maintenance costs, and employee training are roadblocks for many small and mid-sized businesses. The overall feeling in Japan is that electronic payments are simply not trustworthy. News of high-profile security hacks and criminal scams continue to hurt its reputation. Retailing giant Aeon's banking and payment service was hacked in May 2019, causing customers to lose over 22 million yen. In another case in 2019, 7&i Holdings shut down its 7Pay service just 1 month after its release, as over 38 million yen was stolen by hackers outside of Japan. With these and similar incidents occurring both internationally and domestically, mobile payment services have a long way to go to gain the trust of the Japanese people.